Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Welcome back. The Crochet Business School podcast is finally back. We've had a 3-4 month break and it's great to be back. But the break was unexpected. It came out of nowhere. It wasn't planned. But at the time, it's what I suddenly realized I desperately needed to do. First, it was just planned to be like a week's break and then it just never came back again. But I have been doing plenty in that time. If you've seen the artwork for the podcast, you see we've had a bit of a rebrand. Again, not planned. That came about in a really odd way, actually. Apple Podcasts have changed the way that they want you to submit artwork for your podcast. And they want it to be a really huge image in a really small file size. So if you have quite a complex image in your artwork, like I used to have, you can't actually shrink it down that far. So I had to start playing around and find a way to get my artwork to be able to submit it. I had to get that file size down. And playing around, somehow I ended up coming up with a brand new logo and a brand new look. Yeah, I just got really frustrated with the process. And thought, well, I'm going to have to go to something completely different than I. And that's how the rebrand came about. But I really love it. It feels fresh. It feels more modern. It feels right. It feels like a much better fit. So I decided to keep it. And I am rolling it out. So my website is getting a makeover. All of my ebooks and files are getting makeovers. So if you have bought something off us, then keep an eye out. You will be getting emails when the updates are ready. Because while I'm changing the look, I'm also updating the content of everything. So I have been busy in the background. But the shutdown of this podcast, it happened because I came to a crossroads. And that's really why this podcast is called We Begin at the End. Because it felt like I was coming to an end and I couldn't begin again until I figured that out. Sometimes we just get to a crossroads and we have to take a step back. But sometimes to get the space and the time we need to take that step back and really look at things hard, we have to stop. We have to just step away to get that space. Because if you're busy doing all the things that you need just to keep going, you're not going to get that time and that space that you need to really look at your crochet business and see what's really going on. So I had known I was at a crossroads. I actually felt that I was running out of content for this podcast and I wasn't sure how much longer I could keep it going, which is ridiculous because there is actually so much to talk about. I had made the decision to shut down my membership, the Hookers Academy, because it wasn't quite working. I was getting members in, people were coming and going, but something wasn't quite working with it, so I decided to shut that down. And once I made that decision, I then had to deal with this podcast, and it was just the right time to take that step back. But we are back. The ending has become a new beginning. And actually, when you are planning your own business, it doesn't matter what stage you're at, you do start at the end. Your end is your beginning, because to plan how to start, you need to know where you want to end up. You need to know what your ending is. You need to know what your goal is. And you can't plan how to get somewhere unless you know what your end point is. And your endpoint doesn't need to be the ultimate goal. It just needs to be where you want to go right now. But you have to know the end to know how to start. And that's when you begin to form a plan. And that plan forms the foundations of your crochet business. And that's what I've been doing. It's making sure that I have the foundations solid that I can build to get to that end point. Because unless you have solid foundations in your crochet business, everything else that you build on it is going to be really shaky. And eventually it's going to come tumbling down. But we don't always know when our foundations are shaky, especially if we are still learning this stuff. Because don't forget, just because you have a crochet business, it doesn't mean you know the business side. You can crochet like a pro, but business is a whole new skill. It's a whole new ball game, and you have to learn that from scratch. So often, when you start this business, once you get so far, you realize that your foundations are shaky because you just didn't know any better at the time. So you have to go back and shore them up. You have to take a look at them, see what's working, what isn't, what needs a bit of bolstering, and sort that out. And that's what I've been doing. I realized that the look of my business wasn't working. The branding was off. It wasn't right. It wasn't a good fit. It looks quite old-fashioned. At the time when I first got that branding, I thought it looked really good. Now, I think otherwise. And yeah, it might just be some fonts and some colours, but when that's the face that you're presenting to the world online, that look can really feed in to people's opinions of you. And so sometimes you do have to change the look in order to move forward, in order to feel that you are fitting and that you are right. And I felt very off-kilter. I felt something wasn't quite gelling. And a lot of that was the image I was presenting online, because I don't show my face that much. I don't really show my face on my social media. You will see the odd photo of me, but even that tends to be the same photo. I really don't have many that I put out there. And so my branding does all the talking for me. You know, the look that people see on my website is the only thing people have to form an opinion of how professional and of how reliable and authentic my business is. So if that look is off kilter, the rest of it isn't going to fit. And that's where I was. And having this fresh new look, it's really quite energized me. It's amazing how freshening things up with just some colors, some fonts, and a fresh look can really inject the life back into things. And that's part of the foundations. But you have to check everything else as well. So I've been checking my newsletter list and how I get people to sign up. I've been checking my lead magnets and that the freebies I give out for you so you can learn how to crochet. Not learn to crochet, learn crochet business. I've got rebrands going on here and the rebrand going on at my pattern business, and now apparently I'm getting them confused. But it's the freebies so that you can discover what you need to build your crochet business with. And I've been changing everything up, updating it, making sure it's still relevant, making sure I'm giving you the best value possible. And these are my foundations that I'm going to build on. And I'm making sure they are as strong as possible. And you should do the same in your own crochet business. So I have rebranded my own crochet business where I create crochet patterns. And I did the same. I felt that my branding there was old-fashioned. The name was wrong. I even changed the name for that one. And the new branding is more me. It's more modern. And I feel far more comfortable with it. And it has energized me. I did the same thing there. I looked at my newsletters and how I put everything out there and things that I had there as freebies as well. It's amazing how good that feels. Yes, it takes a ton of work, so I don't recommend rebranding unless you really, really have to. But because I'm starting at the foundations again and really looking at that, the next few episodes of this podcast are all going to be about foundation building. What you need to build that solid platform for your crochet business. Because these foundations are absolutely vital. You are not going to get to your end unless you have a solid beginning. It's like getting started for a long car trip. You got to make sure the car is packed. Do you have all the snacks? Do you have your sat nav? Is your phone battery charged? Do you have your raincoat in case it rains? Do you have your walking boots in case it's muddy? You know, you've got to make sure that it's properly packed and you have everything ready to go. Otherwise, your journey is going to be really shaky. And you might find that you don't have everything you need to get to the end. So I'm going to be talking about some of the foundation things that you need in place for a successful crochet business. Because no matter where you are in your crochet business, whether you are starting at the beginning, whether you are well on your way, whether you are reaping the success and you feel you almost reached your goal, it doesn't matter where you are. It's always a good idea to go and check on those foundations and make sure they are still doing what you need them to do. Because nothing is ever truly finished. You know, we learn new things. Social media algorithms change. Trends change. Tech changes and new things become available. And all these things can combine to mean that our foundations might not be as solid as we thought. It's always a good idea to check them periodically to make sure that they are keeping up with the times. Because not all things age well. Some things need a new injection of energy, of adding that new tech in, of taking into account the changes in the algorithms. So we have to go check on them every so often to make sure that we still have those solid foundations. But sometimes to do that and to, you know, shore them up, we have to stop and take a break. If you find that the work you need to do is quite extensive, the only way to give you the time and space is to pause. And that can be a scary thing. And it's also a crossroads, because when you pause, there's always that risk that you won't get going again, that you're going to struggle to get the momentum back in place. And I'll admit, it did come to mind for me when I paused this podcast that will I ever get started again? But I got to an end. And now I begin again. And somehow, strangely, we always begin at the end. Because no matter if you're planning your journey or you come to a crossroads, you have to begin somewhere. And to begin, you kind of need to know where you're going. But we'll talk about goals in one of our foundation episodes because they have a massive impact. Let's look at those foundations. Do not ignore them. Every crochet business has to have some solid things in place. And don't forget, this is your business. You get to do it your way. So if things aren't gelling, don't be afraid to change things. Because you might end up creating something that was way better than what you started with. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.